Bucky Bacall here with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. Easter's round the bend, and baby chicks as a theme and decorations are a commodity for sale or subtly appearing everywhere. Now I really don't know how the Christian holiday of Easter and baby chicks got tied up together, but it's pretty obvious there's no formal relationship. I do know some people make credible claims that decorating eggs and giving them as gifts or hiding them for kids to find, as well as various other activities with newborn fowl, are rooted in pagan celebration of spring and fertility, even if such claims are contested by people who like to keep their traditions and beliefs strictly segregated. At any rate, I will say that the seasonal interest in chickens does make a certain amount of common sense. Most of us backyard farmers are starting to see a regular supply of eggs as part of the change of season. Even with Easter coming a bit early during a cold winter, some hens have been laying just long enough to gather a clutch and attempt to hatch them. For many small and hobby farmers, the first chicks of the year will be born just around now, and that alone is certainly cause to celebrate. It's also time to start planting one's vegetable garden, and getting started with chicks means they'll be doing a lot of the prep work for you. Preemptively eating earwigs, doodlebugs, and other pests, tilling the soil with their hunting and pecking, and fertilizing the soil with their poop. If you're serious about getting started with chickens, seriously ready to start raising chickens for life as companions, for their valuable manure, for pest control, and for eggs, spring and Easter is a pretty appropriate time for just that new beginning. On the other hand, I do hope that anyone who gets started on chicks is truly committed to the responsibility. Ideally, anyone adopting or buying a chick is ready to pursue the Bucky Bacall agenda of resisting the corporate takeover of our ability to feed ourselves through the pursuit of backyard chickenry. Either way, I must discourage you from buying a chick on an impulse as some kind of disposable toy of the week for a young child. There are things that are perfectly appropriate to do on impulse. Spontaneously showing affection to a loved one. Buying a copy of Pravda at the newsstand to read the editorial on American foreign policy and find out about the Bat Boy of Siberia. Doing an impromptu piece of anti-genetically modified food performance art in the aisles of your local grocery store. But not buying a living thing as a gift for somebody. That's not a good thing to do on impulse. If you know chickens like I do, you know that baby chickens are needy and full of fear. They need a lot of attention, and although easy to raise in many ways, can also be too delicate for a young child. I shouldn't have to tell you that it's cruel to give a living thing to a small child as if it's a toy that the child might squeeze to death or kill from neglect. It's also cruel to raise a chick for a while as a sort of experiment, and then when it gets too big, abandon it somewhere where it won't be able to fend for itself. And although the process of dyeing baby chicks unnatural colors is shrouded in mystery, and it's unclear just how cruel it really is, it certainly is an insult to the natural beauty of the many colors and varieties of chicken breeds available in the world. Is this the season to turn your back on nature's diversity in order to create a Kool-Aid-colored animal? No, chickens deserve respect and proper treatment in exchange for all the benefits they provide humanity. Finally, I'd like to say a few words about the source of any chicks you may choose to adopt. I've talked about the abuses of factory farms in this show several times before, so I won't go into too much detail. But just in case this is your first time hearing it, conventional hatcheries, egg farms, and meat producers, who all do side businesses in the seasonal pet store trade, are guilty of extreme overcrowding, painful and senseless de-beaking, substandard diets, and excessive medication. And you don't want to support that, do you? And you should also know that birds from factory farms run a high risk of salmonella. So that cute baby chick from a factory farm is likely to make you pretty sick just from handling it. The same goes for any eggs you might think about coloring. Do you really want to celebrate the renewal of life that is spring or the Christian holiday of Easter by buying a bunch of factory eggs that are brought to you at the cost of animal suffering? And do you really want to commit to eating all the factory-produced eggs you've colored, knowing that those eggs are going to be lower in nutrition and higher in cholesterol than eggs raised the proper way in a true free-range environment? Now don't get too down, and don't go saying Bucky Bacaw doesn't know how to entertain whimsy or have fun. What's a lot more fun, and in the spirit of the season, is to pass by the sterile, fluorescent-lit store and visit instead a small-scale or hobby farm where you can see chickens in the kind of setting that inspires, or adopt a bird that needs a home from ASPCA. These places might not be as easy to find as the local chain pet or feed supply chain store, but a quick look in the paper or a few inquiries from your friends and neighbors, and I guarantee you'll find a backyard chickener just a stone's throw from wherever you live. Believe me, we're everywhere. And in a season that for much of the population takes note of a purported miracle, consider the modern-day miracle of raising food in the midst of a suburban or urban environment. Because having chickens in your outdoor space is legal in more places than not, from Portland, Maine to Portland, Oregon, including big cities like San Francisco and New York. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast is produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show, with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute. For more information, visit buckybacaw.org. BUCKYBUCKAW.org